103.9 WRVI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
Good evening, sports fans, and welcome to another episode of Coach's Corner as we broadcast live from Ison's Family Pizza here in downtown Batesville, right on George Street. So should you drive by, be sure to wave or blow your horn. Let us know you're listening. Love to hear from you as we love to bring this program to you each and every week. A big shout out and thanks to Cecil Ison and his crew here at Ison's Family Pizza for their hospitality and everything that they do. If you ever have a chance to come by Ison's, ask to check out the Raver Room and take a trip down memory lane. Tons of sports memorabilia there in the back. Might bring back some old sporting memories for you if you have been involved in sports in southeastern Indiana for any particular time. I also want to give a special thank you to Gehring's Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. A great show lined up for you here tonight. And it's a great night for sports, particularly in the state of Indiana. It is, and I can be honest when I say this to you, it's the first time I've even bothered to watch. Tonight will be the draft for the WNBA and Indiana's own Fever. They have the number one overall pick. There's not a lot of suspense as to who that number one overall pick will be. But it will be good to see you when Lynn Dunn steps to the podium and makes that pick. She says the name from Iowa, Hawkeyes, Caitlin Clark. It'll be interesting to see all of the fanfare, applause, and hoopla that'll go on with that. I'm excited to see it happen. History, if you would, will take place here tonight. So after Coach's Corner, make sure you check out the WNBA draft tonight. Lots of festivities downtown. If you were so inclined to even take in some of the festivities firsthand, you could do that as well. We'll get back to our show here in just a bit. We're going to talk to Lisa Gausman of Batesville's track and field team, and she'll actually bring along with her some of her seniors. And then we'll get an opportunity to head down the road to St. Leon and speak with Coach Ashley Andres of the East Central Girls track team as well. And spent a little bit of time on the baseball diamond with Olenburg Academy's Patrick Coakes. We'll get into all of that in just a bit. We'll take a quick break and be right back with Coach's Corner, Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell your cars, we help you buy them.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Ison's Pizza for allowing us to be here
We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
And now joining the program, head coach for the OA men's baseball team, Coach Patrick Colts. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Terrence. I appreciate it. Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. Doing really good. Thanks so much for asking. So let's get into it. The weather finally seems like it's going to start to cooperate and actually get some good baseball going. But before we get into this season, let's recap a little bit of last year. How did things go for the Twisters in tournament play there in the sectional?
So last year was my first year to coach the OA Twisters. I've been assistant coach with Doug Belmer for 7 years. So last year was my first year at the helm, and a lot of learning as the season went on from last year, and taking all my lessons I learned last year and applying them this year. But not too bad of a first year. We went 8-12 last year. We did fall just short to North Decatur in the first round of sectional. So season came to an end sooner than what we had planned and everything too, but very proud of my first year and for all the seniors that were there and the entire team too. So I was looking forward to this upcoming year and keep on building on the success that we had last year.
So with this being your second year, of course, you're able to just step right in without having to go through some of the growing pains, if you would, of a new head coach. How do you feel that transition going into this season? How do you think that improved based on last season?
It improved by seeing what I should have done and then implementing those things this year too. So, last year it was, as any coach has these goals as far as to, communicate and different things like that. I had failed to have a parent meeting last year, but I made it a priority to have it this year. But then also taking the small steps we did last year and building a winning culture and building something that, what I see the program being and everything too, based on the players that I have. Every year I always tell the kids, we want to create chaos when we're at the plate, put the ball in play, make the other team make the plays and everything too, because I feel like if you go up there and you don't put the ball in play or you just look at pitches and everything, you don't have that opportunity to maybe get on base because the kids had a throwing error or different things like that too. And the kids are really buying into it this year, both the returning players, and I've had a couple new kids that are seniors this year that came in. They're buying into it. Then all my freshmen that have stepped in and got some playing time this early on this season, they've really bought into it, which is great to see. And shows that I'm doing the right things, and they're buying into what we're trying to produce as a product on the field.
Well, sounds good. Now, Coach, who all do you bring back to this iteration of Twisters baseball?
So this year we return really six seniors. We have Matthew Hesselbrock, Jared Schumann, Jacob Cornelius, Carson Phillips, and then we added Angus Lonergan and Thomas Littlemiller to our team. They hadn't played in a while, so it was good to see them come out. And then also we have Tyler Gill as well, that he does a lot of our courtesy running. He's very quick on the bases. He's a very good kid to have on our team. All my kids are very good to have on the team, but Tyler does a great job of running the bases for us, and he's produced some runs that with his speed that I don't think we would have gotten everything to. So it's great to have him and all my seniors on the team this year. Plus then we return Jacob Stanger and Zach Hoff. Zach has been our catcher the last 2 years by proxy. This year we thought the same thing, but we had a freshman come in, Justin Dietz, who's been a bona fide catcher, which has been a great relief to me. But Zach did some catching last year alongside with his brother. And then Jacob Stanger has been our ace on the mound the last couple years, and he's made strides every single year. Both as a player and I really feel like as a teammate too, because that's the biggest thing you want to see as they get older, as they mature and they understand how they can help you out as a coach. And then we return Sully Hill, who he's been bouncing around between the outfield and the infield this year. He's finding himself at second base. He's doing a very good job of adjusting, and we kind of have a lot of kids really being competitive for that second base position, and he's one of them too. So, and then our lone sophomore this year is Clay Eckstein. He's kind of our utility man. We can find him at first base, shortstop, pitching, third base, I think pretty much anywhere but the outfield and catching. So he's a great player to have. And then our incoming freshmen, again, we've all seen them on the field, and we know what great talents they have. Again, as I said, Justin Dietz is our starting catcher. Connor Holder, he came in from St. James over in White Oak and St. John's in Harrison. And he started as an outfielder, and we saw his natural ability and moved him to third base. And he's been going back and forth ever since then. And then Ryan Houtman has been, he's been a great addition as well. His brother actually played for us. He was on the 2021 sectional championship team.
Okay.
And we're hoping that he has the same road that his brother did. We're hoping Ryan will get grow into his body and shoot up just like his brother did too, and become a really good player for us. And the other one is Adam Weber. He's been our center fielder. He's been holding it down since day one, and he's been kind of in the leadoff spot too. So he's been really showing a lot of promise along with all the other freshmen as well.
Well, it sounds like you have had a pretty good offseason in terms of getting the right players in the right position here. You talked about Dietz, and you talked about your ace pitcher. Who else are you looking to in the terms of on the mound to make it through this season?
Just as you said, Jacob Stenger definitely is the guy we turned to, along with Clay Eckstein. And then after that, Zach Hoff, our junior, he's looking to eat some innings. That's why it was so important for us to find a catcher, because Zach was either going to be catching or playing shortstop, and when we had a catcher, it really opened up him to play short and then also do some pitching. And then it's Connor Holder as the freshman. He's going to get our start tonight against Waldron. And then after that, it's kind of everybody's eligible to pitch. Jacob Cornelius has pitched a little bit, Jared Schumann and Ryan Houtman. So a lot of kids will get with our pitching coach, Tyler Hogg, and be like, can I pitch? And he works with them. Tyler does a great job. He pitched for us here at OA. He graduated in 2015. I'm very blessed to have him on my staff as well. And he does a great job developing our pitchers, and he's really put us in a prime position to be able to have our starters go a good amount of time, but then when we need to go to the bullpen, he has everything lined up and has really got these kids ready to go to pitch in a varsity game.
Let me ask you, we see that from time to time in this area where you have ex-players coming back, giving back, and being part of the program. What does that say about OA baseball in particular when you can bring a Tyler back and make him part of the staff?
It says a lot. It says that they have great pride and passion for OA baseball and for what our history has been and everything too. I kind of tell people, my entire coaching staff, all they kind of know is OA baseball. So,
right.
Doug Belmer, he was the first ever coach I played for him. Tyler played for him, and him and I just switched positions. He's now my assistant coach as I lead the team, and Tyler is our pitching coach. And then Matt Schutte, he was actually he graduated in 2003, so he won two sectional titles in the early years with Coach Belmer. And it's one of those things that we get a lot of alumni that come back that either played when I was on the staff or played for Coach Belmer, and they just still have that pride of, hey, this is what I know OA baseball, and they come back and they see it's the same thing. And I think that's the biggest thing with Matt and Tyler. The program that they know, they want that to continue. They want to continue the winning ways and bring sectional and hopefully more and different type of championships to the school and everything. But even other schools that we've played, that they have alumni come back and everything too. I mean, it just speaks volumes for the passion that everybody has for high school baseball, for the coaches that they played for, and the colors that they represent and what they want the program to be too. So I always think it's a great thing to see. It doesn't have to always be a young person. It could be somebody that went from one school to the next and everything too, but I think it's a great thing to see in the area that we have a lot of alumni still coaching some of their respected schools.
100% agree there. And when you talk about baseball in this area, Patrick, we've seen not just with OA, but some of the other schools in the area as well, really start to turn out and produce some really good baseball talent. What do you attribute that to? Why is this part of the state, this little corner here in southeastern Indiana, how is it able to produce so much great baseball talent year after year?
I really think it has to do with the determination, because obviously we live in a part where, just as we saw, we could have one day that's really sunny and we get out and play, and the next 3 days it's just all rain. And the kids around here are very determined to get their work in no matter what. They're very dedicated to their skills and crafting to get to the next level too. And you know, the indoor facilities that we have available to us, you know, some may be at school. You know, there are times we go to the train station out in Sunman. Mm-hmm. We just actually had practice over at the hangar on Saturday when our game got canceled. So having those other resources has really helped. But yeah, I think it's, they don't take anything for granted. You know, they wake up and they're on a schedule. They're like, okay, if they're a pitcher, I need to go out and I need to throw this bullpen or different things like that too. So, you know, I know Coach Bertram over at Batesville, he's done a great job with those guys, and has seen a lot of his players go on to the next level. At OA, we've had the same thing. We've had Chris Houtman go to Hanover. Andrew Osterling's down there at Hanover playing as well. We got a couple kids looking to go to the next level. I myself played at Thomas More for 4 years, and it just really taught you to really just never take any day for granted. Get out there, you know, get your work in, and however you have to do it. And I think that's what a lot of coaches see about this part of Indiana, is we have so much adversity around us, and the way the kids deal with it is just incredible, and that just shows through their work ethic too.
That's well said, Coach, and I see that in a lot of OA sports, but particularly baseball. If there's a listener out there that's not familiar with this brand of baseball, OA baseball, what can they expect to see if they were to come out to a game and see OA out on the diamond? What could they expect from OA baseball?
It's funny. I'm a young coach. I'm only 33, but I kind of am an old soul about baseball. We live by small ball. We get them on, get them over, and get them in. That's kind of what we, and it doesn't matter if you're the four hole hitter or the nine hole hitter or the leadoff. You know, I stress about bunting, you know, hitting runs, you know, getting aggressive on the base paths, and really just challenging. You know, if you know, as other teams take an infield, the entire team's out there watching their outfielders throw. They're watching everybody, and we kind of question them, like, "Hey, what did you guys see?" Mm-hmm. So it's being aggressive, it's being small ball, but it is also, we're building the baseball IQ so that way that they're picking up on things that maybe us as coaches we may not see, but they see it and they bring it to our attention and everything too. So it's a very big like team atmosphere. You know, I always tell, my biggest thing is, hey, you're gonna come to practice or a game. You're gonna pack your lunch because it's gonna be a hard day at the ballpark and everything too. So we're gonna outwork the other team. We're always gonna be competitive no matter what, no matter what we're down or up. We're gonna continue to last out. And honestly, I think that really showed two Saturdays ago. We played Jacksonville. Okay. We got down 8-6 in the bottom of seventh. We scored three runs and walked it off. And I mean, at any point, you know, the kids could have just went up there and just kind of rolled over and just said, you know, let's get three outs. I want to get home for the day or different things like that. But I'm so proud of my boys. You know, they just fight to last out. And every person that I called up to do something, they executed perfectly and put us in the position to win that game. And that's what it's all about. It's about small ball. It's about being a team player, a we over me attitude, and just cheering for your teammates because we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to get to that same goal of winning a state championship and being one of the first team to bring a state championship to OA. And the kids are really buying into that as well.
That's awesome. So, Coach, like I said, the weather finally seems to be in your favor right about now. Some great, great baseball weather here again today. What's on tap for the schedule this week? What do you guys got coming up here?
Yeah, so We will host Greenwood Christian tomorrow at 5:30 at Liberty Park. And so always looking for that. They're a very good team that we could possibly see at regionals. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday we will be traveling to South Dearborn for a makeup game. So we're looking for that to be a very good game. You know, playing a bigger school than we are, that, I think that really challenges us early on in the season. And then we just got some really competitive games coming up for the schedule as well. The week after, I call it our Decatur County week because we got we go to North Decatur on Monday. We host South Decatur on Tuesday, and then we play Greensburg. We'll host Greensburg on Friday. So it's kind of a Decatur County week after that. We'll play all those schools. So a lot of key games coming up for us, with North and South being in our sectional and everything. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Greensburg being a bigger school. You know, I think all these games are very competitive for us, and it'll show us kind of where we're at, what we need to work on, and maybe some holes that we need to fill or figure out what we need to do.
Yeah, it sounds like an exciting stretch of the early schedule. You mentioned Greenwood Christian. I don't care what the sport is, always seems to be an OA foe, so get a chance to get a look at them early. Of course, then you've got North Decatur, the eventual sectional winner last year. Be good to see them again. And then, like you say, take it up market, play some of the bigger schools, as in Greensburg. That's really an exciting stretch there. You come out of that, I think you said it right, you'll come out of that knowing exactly what you have, right?
Correct. Yeah, that at that point of the year, since we're not part of a conference, we kind of use that first third of the year to figure out what we have. We test people in different positions because baseball is just one of those things we're seeing at all levels, that injuries can happen at any point, and you don't want to be put in a position where you're kind of scratching your head when you're making the lineup, like, well, I've never seen this kid play here, different things like that. And mm-hmm. that's kind of the beauty of being independent, where we can kind of mess with our lineup and our defensive alignment. And beginning of May, it's kind of like, all right, we know where these kids are going to be, like solidifying spots. And then usually about 2 weeks out from sectional, that's we're like, hey, this is what we're rolling into sectional lineup. If sectional was tomorrow, what does our lineup look like? And yeah, we're ready to go and everything too. So after this stretch of games, after Decatur County, it's going to be looking like we're going to have some spots solidified and ready to go and get and start preparing for the end of May and hopefully more into June.
Yeah, definitely a compacted season. They cram all those games into such a small calendar window, but you guys are no doubt up for the task. Coach, thanks for spending some time with us. Really look forward to catching up with you as we get down towards tournament play into the section when we get into the 1st of May. I'm just really excited for what you guys are doing right now, and I really look forward to seeing what you do all season long.
Thank you, Terrence. I appreciate your time too, and if any, you know, we're always at Liberty, and or majority of the time at Liberty, so anybody that's listening would love to come out and watch a game. Again, we got tomorrow versus Greenwood Christian, be some great baseball and everything too, probably their ace going up against our ace. And anybody out there, 5:30 first pitch, we'd love to see everybody out there.
All right, sounds good. That was head coach of OA baseball, Coach Patrick Colt, and we've got more Coach's Corner coming up right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Ison here from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Ison's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Ison's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, isonsfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
We are here for you.
At
George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, free delivery, and caring for their customers' needs has been their way of business for over 30 years. It's not something new and will always be what George's family values, you and your family. It's easy to switch. Go to georgespharmacy.com and request your transfer or call any of their 10 George's locations.
We are here for you.
Free delivery before, now, and always. George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues, broadcasting live from Ison's Family Pizza. Special thanks to Ison's, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by Indiana REMC, and Hurt and Elko. Just finished speaking with Coach Patrick Colts of the OA Twisters baseball. Exciting part of the season for these young men right now, and they look to get back to a serious run in the postseason. Things ended a little abruptly for them last season, bringing a lot of players back, particularly their ace pitcher. So it'll be interesting to see how the season goes for them. Catch them out at Liberty Field at your leisure. Let's keep going with the spring sports and head back over to Batesville High School and catch up with head coach of track and field, Coach Lisa Gausman. Lisa, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks.
Definitely glad to have you back on the program. We checked in with you earlier this year when things were just getting cranked up, but you guys are in full swing right now, yeah?
Yeah, we are. We've had some weather issues, you know, at the beginning, and that was kind of for everybody. But thankfully, today was a beautiful day for sure. But hopefully that'll change here. But you always get that in the spring.
You know, another thing that has transpired since we last spoke was Raver Relays. How did that go?
Yeah, so that was, we ended up having a very beautiful day. So we said that Ron was looking down on us for sure. It was a little chilly in the morning, but the rest of the day was just beautiful. We had six teams participate this year, so we're hoping that next year we can have eight. All the coaches that I talked to really enjoyed the day, just liked the setup and, you know, everything that was that it was about. I can't give you a full rundown of what our official take-in was, but
sure.
You know, I know that we supported his scholarship fund and the track and field fund very well on that day. I would like to just quickly, through the sponsors. So we had people that donated money and sponsored different events for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just like to just give a huge shout out and thank you to our sponsors. And I'll just run through them for various things from sponsoring event to helping out with the hospitality room and with the workers and things like that. So we have Dr. Kim and Mike Kick, Pat Doherty and Lori McCoy, Coach Raver's grandchildren, Audrey and Andrew, Aaron and Jenny Garrett, the Wiedemann family, Obermeyer Chiropractic, Coach Raver's daughter and son-in-law, Tony and Gina Niece, Jeremy and Sherelle Raver and David and Dee Raver, H&R Block, Andy and Jen Shaley, Terry Tyler and Chris Giesting, the 1965 through 68 Whitewater Elkhorn Harriers, where Coach Raver first coached.
Oh, wow.
Those guys really fell in love with him then. So back then when he was a youngster. State Farm, Paul Ehrman, Glenn and Alice Raver, the Oldenburg Village Store, Ison's Family Pizza, Quality Machine Repair, which is Robert Loggle, Bringing On Homes Realty, in particular Derek Cox, Hamstring, Dennis and Andrea Westerfeld, Mike and Jennifer Myers, the Adams family. And then I know that there were several other ones that came in later that I may not know yet, but just a huge, big thank you to all of them and to the workers and all their patients navigating through some of the different things that came up during this untraditional type of a track meet. So,
well, sounds like it was a glorious event. And yeah, just hats off to all of those that participated and those that contributed. That's awesome. Yep.
And our boys ended up victorious, so they won the meet, and the girls came in a close second.
Good deal. Good, strong showing there. What do you have on the calendar this week?
So this week we just have the South Dearborn Invitational on Thursday. It's our biggest invitational this year as far as the number of schools go. There'll be 12 schools there. Friday we just got done with the Bill Self Invitational, which is at Franklin Community. I would call that a big meet as well, just because we're against a lot of 5A schools, and we see a lot of different schools that we don't see around here.
Okay.
So that was good. Our girls came in second and the boys third.
Good deal. Good deal. Speaking of, you came in with a whole pack of your seniors. We'll call them track dogs for lack of anything else. And you've got them in with you. So we definitely want to get an opportunity to hear from them in terms of their contributions thus far and their plans for the near future. So we will pass the mic around. I know it's going to be hard to contain all the enthusiasm riding high on a senior prom just the other day. So hopefully we can curtail them and get some good feedback here from your senior class.
We'll let the royalty start first.
Let's do that. All right. I understand you were crowned prom king, young man.
Yes.
All right. Well, state your name and your discipline or event that you participate in and your plans after graduation.
My name is Cole Rudolph, and I do the 110 hurdles and 300 hurdles and also pole vault. My plans for after high school, I plan to work full-time for Luke Pearson.
Rock and roll. Let's talk about one of the events you mentioned was the pole vault. And that has always perplexed me in terms of the difficulty, right?
And
doing that. Kind of talk us through what goes through your mind when you are approaching and you're about to vault. What goes through your mind, except for not fall down, but what goes through your mind?
I don't know. So first, I just got to get the pole where it's got to be. That's first step. And the second step, I always try to keep my hands tight to get the bend in the pole. And the last step is I just see where the bar's at, push it away. I don't want to hit that and hope I make it.
There you go. Let me ask you this, too. That right at the point of release, when you're about to push the pole away, and it, you know, and you're at the apex of your flight, I mean, what does that feel like?
If I make it over the pole, it's very exciting.
Right.
A little bit scary, too, because you're all the way up in the air. And
anything could happen, right?
Anything could happen, yeah.
Well, definitely. All right. Well, listen, good deal there. How long have you been a 4-year participant?
4 years in track.
Okay. So when you look back over your track career, what are some of the things that you think you'll carry or remember most about your time being a track dog?
I'd say one of my favorite memories was junior year. I was coming fresh off an ankle injury, and I jumped my personal record in pole vault. I was very happy.
Awesome.
Very good day.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining us and spending some time with us. Wish you all the best in all your future endeavors. Let's pass the mic along. All right. And once again, state your name, your discipline, and plans after graduation.
Carson Meyer. I do shot put and discus. Plans after high school are to go to Hobart Institute of Welding and work on a pipeline.
If you said anything other than shot put, me and Coach Gauss would have a conversation.
Used to do the 4x1.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about shot put. Really comes down to form, right? That's a lot of the success there, right?
Yes. Yes, it's a lot of form.
Okay. And, of course, there's some strength and power in there, I would imagine, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you first started doing the shot put, what would you say, what was the one thing that you really had to master to get your form down and really start to produce?
Just keep my upper body behind my hips and get your legs into it more than your upper body, because in reality it's all about the sheer power of your lower body, and it really plays a big part.
because coming into it, you would think that, you know, well, I just got to throw this thing, yes. right? But you really yeah. want to get your whole body into it.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. And when you look back over your career as, I'm going to coin that phrase, track dog. That's gonna stick. Watch. So when you look back over your career as a track dog, what are some of the things that you will remember and carry with you most?
Probably last year at the EC Invitational. Mm-hmm. I PR'd at 120. It surprised me.
Yeah. Nothing like getting that personal best down.
Exactly.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, Carson, listen, thanks so much for being on the show this evening. Again, we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
And next, coming to the stage.
Howdy, howdy.
Glad to have you. Tell the folks who you are, your discipline, and your plans for the future.
All right. I'm Belgie. That's what they call me on the team.
Okay. What do your parents call you?
Benjamin.
Okay, thank you. Keep going.
I'm a distance runner, but my focus is the 3200.
Okay.
And my plans for after high school, I'll be serving a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So when you look, so you are by nature a distance runner. Yes, I assume cross country is part of your.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal.
The superior sport. I know this is about track, but
okay.
Right. So I got to throw that out there.
No qualms here. I understand that, particularly with distance runners, when you talk to some of the more successful, some of the more competitive individuals in the sport, they always talk about these mind games that they play with themselves in order to trick themselves that they're not tired, that they've just got started. They got, you know, to kind of not think about the run and think about other things. What are some of the tricks that you do?
Honestly, I don't really have any tricks.
You just run really fast for long periods of time.
Yeah. I just, you know, in terms of going into my race with a certain mentality, mm-hmm. You know, I usually have a prayer in my heart before I go into the race.
Right.
And when I'm running, you know, like you said, a lot of people have something that they say to themselves, something that they try and do to distract themselves. I don't have much going on in my head. I try and
smile. Smile when you say that.
I'm just focused on. I try and think about my form. I try and see the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think to give a little burst of energy around the turns, but no mind games that I play with myself.
No math problems.
No.
You just go out and run.
That's all right.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Give me one of the memories that you will hold close, near and dear, when you look back fondly over your time as a track dog.
There are several that I have, just because I love the people that I do it with.
Sure.
And I love my team. But one key one that comes to mind now was from last year at the Bill Self meet, which we ran on Friday.
Okay.
I wasn't running that meet last year, but our number one runner, Jake Chapman, was running that, and he was seated second, and he was coming around the final lap, and he was, I mean, you could see on his face, he was giving it everything he got, and as he was coming down the back stretch, I yelled at him, you know, a moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory, and he cooked the last 200, and he won the race, and he could barely walk afterward, but he thanked me for saying that, and that was just a really fun meet to watch, a really fun race for me to watch and be able to cheer him on.
That's awesome. I got to tell you, Benjamin, that says a lot about you as a competitor, that one of the memories that you remember most is not you yourself running, but being there supporting your teammates when they were doing their best and maybe needed that little extra. It says a lot about you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep an eye on you. All right. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
And next up. Hi.
Hi. My name's Ella Moster. I run the 300 hurdles, the 100 hurdles, and the 4x1 relay. And next year, I will be going to Ball State to become a speech pathologist.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's talk about these hurdles a little bit. That's another one of the track and field disciplines that, at least, you know, outside looking in, is one of the more difficult events, right? I mean, you obviously you have to be physically talented, but there's a mental part in there too, right? About being able to get your timing down to time your leap just right, right? I mean, it's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you first started out with the hurdles, what was one of the challenges that you had to overcome to really get your form down?
I think one of the biggest things was just like not being afraid of the hurdles, because I think a big problem is just like when you're afraid, you start jumping way too high and then that slows you down a lot. Right. And so just like overcoming that initial fear and so that helps with figuring out your form.
I could see that. Now, for me personally, I wanted to, but I never did it. And the reason was, to your point, it was fear. I always thought, man, it looks like that would really hurt your shin if you didn't get it right. Does it really hurt?
It does very much hurt, yeah. Okay.
Well, see, I was right. I was good not to do it. Good deal. Well, good deal. Well, now, when you look back over your career, were you a four-year?
Yes.
Okay, so all 4 years, when you look back over your career, what are some of the things that you think you'll carry with you most?
I think by far the best thing about track is just all the relationships you build.
Sure.
It's just we have so many fun memories just from practices, all the hard workouts, and also just like cheering each other on, like Benjamin said earlier, just like it really builds bonds you together.
He's making funny faces. I know. Don't worry about him. Keep going. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. And we wish you all the best of luck at Ball State. And thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Two more to go as we make our rounds. Hi.
Hi. I'm Kaylee Raver. I do the 400, 800, and the relays that go along with those races. I'm not sure where I'm going to college yet, but I plan to study pre-physical therapy.
Okay. Which event is your favorite?
I prefer the 800. And why? I like them both a lot.
Why the 800?
I think it's because it's in between sprint while having the endurance that you have with distance. And I just like the length, and I feel like it's one of the hardest events, but to me it's one of the more fun ones.
Okay. 4 years?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. When you look back at when you first started your first year with the track team, and then fast forward to where you are now, where do you think you, as an athlete, where do you think you grew the most?
I feel like just confidence and leadership, because going in freshman year is definitely intimidating, stepping on relay teams and varsity races with people that were 4 years older than me. But looking back now, I feel like that definitely helped me grow in like how I lead younger underclassmen on the team now.
Okay, good deal. I know I can count on you for this, because everyone's talked about the things that they'll remember most. I know you have a great Coach Gausman story that you want to share. I know you've got one. I know, I put you on the spot. More importantly, but tell us, though, with all sincerity, what will you remember most about your time as a track dog?
I feel like my favorite memory was making it to state sophomore year in the 4x8 relay. Okay. Just making it as a team. We weren't necessarily seated the highest to make it, but like we worked hard leading up to that meet, and just like making it was a big accomplishment.
And what does that feel like, especially not just making it, but when you get to the meet and you've got all of these student athletes, some of the fastest, strongest athletes in the entire state, and you're standing there amongst them? What is that like?
I think it was just really cool that like our small school made it there, because a bunch of people came up to us before and was like, where is Batesville? We've never heard of that before. So it was just cool that like we got there despite like no classes or.
Right on. Right on. Well, good deal. Listen, good luck to you in determining and figuring out what you want to do. No rush. Got all the time in the world. But whatever it is, we'll know you'll be great at it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And last but not least,
my name is Megan Allgaier, and I run mostly mid and distance events like the mile and the 800. And this fall, I'll be attending the University of Evansville to study to become a physician assistant.
Awesome. So another distance runner, what would you say your best mile time is?
I think it's around like a 5:39.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Well, okay. Let me get myself together here. First of all, that's tremendous.
Thank you.
And it happens over time, right? Every year, athletes get better, they get stronger, they get faster. I can just remember in high school, if you could break a 7-minute mile, you'd done a great thing. Okay, so for you to say to me that your time is 5, and say it so casually.
We're really old.
Yeah, we are. We definitely are. But yeah, for you to say something in the fives, I was expecting, honestly, I was expecting you to say like 6-something or, you know, maybe 6:10, but 5:30, that is smoking.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That literally just blows my mind. At any rate, and for you, a 4-year starter?
Yes.
Okay. So let's stay with that mile for a minute. When you first started your freshman year, how fast, what was your best time as a freshman, do you think?
Probably just like 5:55.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were running fives as a freshman, and okay, I'm done with you. That is unbelievable. I'm sorry. I am really floored by that time. That's amazing. That really, really is amazing. What will you remember most though about your time? I was expecting her to say like 7 when she first started, and she shaved. Anyway, never mind. What will you remember most about your time as a track dog?
Some of my favorite memories come from our warm-ups, especially when they were really rainy, mm-hmm. and we just would happen to fall in the mud a lot. And it's always been just a lot of fun just being with a lot of our teammates.
Well, good deal. Well, I tell you what I can tell. This is to all of you guys. I can tell you guys are a very close-knit team. There's no doubt that you are a team. I can see it all over you, the way that you interact with one another. Sounds like some of those bus trips were really, really fun. We'll leave that on the bus, what happens on the bus. We'll let that stay on the bus. But I can tell there's some stories in there that you don't want to share. That's good. That's okay. But listen, I really wish and hope the best for all of you as you continue on to your next part of your journey. I'm sure you'll tackle it the same way you tackle your track events. You'll meet it head on, and you'll perform extremely well. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And Coach, thanks for bringing these young men and women by. Just an incredible group of seniors you got here.
Thank you.
All right. That was head coach of Batesville Track, Lisa Gausman, and her senior class. We've got more Coach's Corner coming up for you in just a bit here on Country 103.9 and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Ison's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues, live from Ison's Family Pizza. Always a special thanks to Cecil and his crew for being so hospitable and making us feel right at home. We also want to thank some of our other sponsors as well for making this broadcast each and every week possible. They are Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, Margaret Mary Health, and Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Just finished up with Coach Gausman and a phrase that I'm coining, her track dogs that were here, brought in all of her seniors and a great group of kids. These seniors, where you can tell they really enjoy the sport, they enjoy the discipline, they enjoy putting in the work and getting the results that they're getting. And listen, maybe it's just me, I'm an old head, I don't know, but yes, I was shocked to hear of high school students turning in 5-minute miles. It just has still not sunk in. That just goes to show the advancements that we're making in student athletics across the board. Well, I don't care what the sport is, but let's keep with this track and field theme. Joining us from just down the road in St. Leon is East Central's girls track coach, Coach Ashley Andres. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's try that again. I'm sorry. So, Coach, talk to us a little bit. You've done this track thing for a little bit. This isn't something that you just kind of just picked up yesterday. You've been in it for a minute.
Yes, I have. It's I like when I teach at East Central High School how I still get mistaken as a student, and I remind them I just turned 40.
That's awesome.
But yes, I ran track at East Central High School, right. And it's fun to go back and coach where I went.
Sure. So you ran as an athlete, you come back as a coach, you've coached at other schools within the EIAC as well, right?
Yes, I have. I had a year at Franklin County High School, and I helped Coach Lisa Gausman, who you just had on the show. I helped her for a year or two at Batesville as well.
That is awesome. That is really, really awesome. So when, and particularly, let's focus on your discipline with women's track. In this area, Southeastern Indiana has turned out a lot of good track athletes. Is it in the water? What is it here in this part of the state?
We have been very blessed at, coaching at other schools and being able to come back to my home school has been such a blessing. East Central just always, since I can remember, has always just stated once a Trojan, always a Trojan.
Right.
We set the bar high at East Central. They always have. Mm-hmm. We set the bar high, and we found out that the kids will strive to achieve it. If you set the bar low, they're not going to quite make it. Wherever you put the bar, they're not going to always make it, right. But they're going to try their hardest to make it there. So we choose to set the bar high, and our students, our athletes, they always rise above, and they try to achieve it. These kids... just for example, we had a track meet on Friday at Harrison. We were able to run the 4x8, lightning starts striking everywhere. Right. The meet was canceled. Oh. To just hear one of the schools that was attending the meet, their whole student, their whole team just stood up and started cheering that meet got canceled. And, we're like, was it canceled? Is it delayed? Why are they cheering? Mm-hmm. And I look over at my athletes, and they're like watery eyes, very frustrated, right. Very disappointed, because we really wanted to run. We work very hard at practice.
Yes.
On the bus ride home, a lot of those kids rode that bus home, and they started trickling over. The message started coming, Coach, can we practice tomorrow? If you can't come, can you give us a workout? We're coming. The track's open, so we're coming.
That's awesome.
And I said, oh my gosh, like I have 1,000 things to do, but this culture that we have created, it started before me. Mm-hmm. We had Steve Kothman, who has started that program at East Central. I took over when he left, and the legacy continues. And that was my hope, is that's big shoes to set to follow, right. Steve Kothman. But to have those kids in that moment ask, I was like, you know what? We're going to figure this out. We're going to give you two times. We have three coaches coming in the morning, three coming in the afternoon. If you're asking for practice, we're going to give you practice.
That's awesome.
I think they're good around here because they want to be good, and they want to put the work in to be good. And it doesn't just happen.
Yeah, and when they're coming to you asking for work or to do work, that's when you know you got them, right?
Yeah, that's when you know you're like, wow, we put a lot of work into this program, and those are signs that you're thinking we must be doing something right.
You are the second East Central coach I've spoken to in as many weeks that has used the phrase, once a Trojan, always a Trojan. It means something to come back, right?
It does. To wear our colors.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Now, you were a Trojan. You ran at EC, but then you also ran collegiately at University of Cincinnati.
That's correct.
What was that like? What was that jump like going from a high school student athlete to a D1 student athlete? What was that jump like?
It was a little bit of a culture shock when I went to the University of Cincinnati. Just everything. You went from being so structured at the high school level, having somebody, you know, seven teachers, and then you go to college and you're on your own. You have to figure out how to, if you're going to be a D1 athlete.
Yeah.
You know, time management, that is such a big thing, a big skill that high school teachers, high school coaches need to start planting those seeds.
Sure.
Because if they're going to go, they need to know how to do that and put in that work, right? Make sure you do it in the classroom and you got to do it on the track.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do it all around if you're going to succeed at a D1 school. It's not so easy, right?
Yeah,
it's a job.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A job to run, and it's a job to, you know, be a student there and be successful. You know, workouts, my goodness, when I went to the university, I don't know if I really understood what a sprint workout was like,
right?
And that this is only half the workout and we still have more to go. Just to adjust that with your body. I think one of my goals as coming back as a high school coach is to be able to plant a seed for my athletes.
Right.
And if I could get just one athlete was my hope. If I could get one athlete that could go on and compete at that next level and be able to see and fall in love and find that passion for the sport.
Yeah.
To be able to get back what I got from the sport and how I'm going to keep giving back. So hopefully the seeds just keep getting planted generation after generation.
Exactly.
That was my goal. But as these guys go on to college, we've been very blessed. We've had so many. We're starting a list of how many that we've coached since I've been there who are competing at the next level. It's so good to see them come back on their breaks and come and see our team and just say hi, give them a little speech, you know, if there's something that you wish you would have known in high school. And just hearing those athletes come back and thank all of us coaches and saying that they just wanted to thank us. They felt so prepared to be successful at that next level. So that was my hope, is to just make sure that they're in with the times and, you know, they can succeed. If that's what they want to do, I want them to be successful.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. So talk to me a little bit about this team that you have here. What are you bringing back from last year? What's the makeup of the team?
I feel like as a whole, this is a very young team, a new team on both sides. Normally, you know, you get freshmen. Last year, I didn't feel like I had a lot of freshmen.
Okay.
But this year, my freshman class, if we look at it, we've got quite a big freshman class. We also have a lot of first timers. We used to give out an award at the end of every year, best freshman. And we decided to change that because we have so many athletes that, I don't know, maybe they try out for baseball their freshman year and don't make it, but then they choose to not do anything. They'll come back their sophomore year and all of a sudden they're one of our stars. So we have these first timers. So we had to change that award to be best newcomer. So as I look at this team, I have several athletes that I'll say, okay, freshman, you need to go here. And they'll say, I'm not a freshman. I'm a sophomore. I'm a junior. I said, sorry, you're a freshman to the program. If I say that, please don't get offended. But we're so excited to see every year when we have this group and so many new people, we always say, oh, which one of these do you think is going to be our dark horse? Which one of these kids is very raw, that is very coachable, and that we can coach them and just they have so much improvement, they make it to that varsity roster.
Yeah.
Our team is competitive. It's not easy to make varsity, especially on the girls' side. But, you know, we had an indoor state, you know, a highlight that always kind of gives us a predictor of what to look forward to for outdoor state. But we were able to have one boy, Will Kemper. He is a he's a junior this year. He made it to indoor state. Will, last year, he left his mark at number 7 in the shot put. He was number 6 in the discus last year, and he's starting off the indoor season right where we left off outdoor. He said over the summer, he was going to break Leo Maxwell's record. Wow. Leo Maxwell is one of our boys that's throwing for the Purdue University right now.
Sure.
And so I said, Will, do you understand who Leo Maxwell is? He said, I know who he is, and I'm going to get his record.
That is awesome.
So just to watch him, man, he's had such a jump from last season to this season.
Yeah.
He put in all this time in the summer and the fall. Every day you'll see him throwing outside on his own. He just shows up and does it.
Yeah.
So we're excited to watch him. He made it to indoor state. We'll see what he does outdoor. We're very excited.
When you talk about indoor, typically, do you see lower scores, farther distance in indoor versus outdoor?
Lower scores...
Faster times indoor than outdoor.
So typically you'll see faster times outdoor. The indoor track is only 200 meters. Okay. Outdoor, the track is 400 meters. So just having this freshman, Jenna Weiler, she ran the 2 mile indoors.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of open races that are contested on the indoor season.
Okay.
They do a lot of relays right now in the state of Indiana. But Jenna did the 3,200. She ran 11:32 indoor.
Wow.
Jenna has not gotten an opportunity to run that outdoor yet, but we're very excited. This Wednesday, we're going to Lakota West.
Okay.
She was supposed to run it Friday at Harrison. We were very upset to, you know, have that meet canceled.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that Jenna can open up her outdoor 2 mile time this Wednesday at Lakota West, and hoping that she'll break that 11:32.
Okay.
11:32, already a very good time.
Yeah.
That puts her number 4 on our all-time top 10 list. Callie Bentley ran the 2 mile last week for her first time in her high school career. She clocked in at 11:26. That put her number 3 in our all-time top 10 list. That is 2 miles in 11:26.
So we're talking 5:13.
Both of those girls clocked in at our first meet. It was a very cold night.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a coat and a Snuggie and had a winter hat, gloves. Those girls, you know, they got on the track.
Yeah.
Were not fazed by the cold. They ran in 2 separate heats. And I had Jenna run a 5:16:18, put her number 3 on our top 10 list. Callie Bentley ran in another heat, and she ran a 5:16:68. She is number 4 in our top 10 list of all time. Those two have not ran the mile together yet.
Yeah.
They were supposed to do that Friday. Again, we're hoping to see them line up together Wednesday at Lakota West. But how exciting. They're such great training partners.
Yeah.
To see those two line up at a meet. They'll have great competition at Lakota. Lakota West is where we're going. So we're just excited to see that. And I think those two are going to go to Carmel on Friday.
Okay.
There is it's a Carmel showcase.
Okay.
And it's just the 2 mile. We're going to send them Friday and let them line up with the best in the state. There's a qualifying time you have to have. The girls have met that time over
what is
a
that?
Minute.
What is
the
that?
Qualifying time was 12:30, and our girls are running 11:26 and 11:30. So we're excited to see them run against the top girls in the state. We think it's going to be a great experience for them.
No doubt. Wow, you got that whole iron sharpening iron thing going
on
with those two.
Yes, those two are they're exciting to watch, exciting to coach. When you are good in the distance races, it's really hard to do all of the distance races at a track meet.
Oh, of course.
To be able to have that recovery.
Yeah.
You look at Callie Bentley, who's, you know, one of our top 2 milers, but she's also one of our fastest on that 4x4 at indoor state. Our 4x4 placed 5th in the state. And so Callie Bentley split a 59 on that relay. You know, just she could, whatever you want to put her in, she's going to be very successful. It's just choosing which races to let her focus on.
Wow. That's the tough part for you guys as coaches, right? Figuring out, where are we going to use these assets? Where were they best utilized?
Yes.
Well, I don't envy that.
Yes. We have Georgia Ferguson is a senior.
Mm-hmm.
She did well last year in the hurdles. Last year was her first year hurdling. I still have to remind myself, this is only her second year.
Right.
Last year, she was able to get number 4 on our all-time top 10 list in her first year of hurdling in the 300 hurdles. She's number 3 in the 100-meter hurdles. She made it to indoor state in the 60-meter hurdles.
Okay.
She's chasing. I hold the record still in both of these hurdle races, and she is chasing this record.
Oh my goodness.
At practice, we every day remind her, for you to get that record, you have to run this time.
Right.
So in practice, you have to hit this time.
Yeah.
She is so driven. If I could get all of my athletes to have the drive that Georgia has, it would be wonderful.
Wow.
She tried long jumps. She's very good at long jumps, so now she's just gained another event
there you go.
To help our team out this year. So very excited to have all these people returning and all these newcomers.
Sure, sure. I got to tell you this, Coach. There's no doubt in my mind you guys have unbelievable athletes on this track team. But, forgive me for saying, but I think the secret sauce might be you. Your energy for this sport is literally leaping off the microphone. I can tell this is something that you're very passionate about, that you believe in. And if I can get I really like want to go and run a mile right now.
That's great. I will take you.
Yeah, if you could get me jazzed up about running, I know it must be an infectious situation when you guys are out there practicing and doing what you do. So, again, I'm sure you have great athletes, but I'm thinking you might just be that secret sauce.
Well, I don't think it's one person who can create that sauce. Right. It takes a combination. We are blessed with the best coaching staff. Mm-hmm. That I have parents on the team. They know that we were running short on help. I'll say, hey, what do you think about being the high jump coach? Right. And these parents, I think the passion is contagious.
Yeah.
When you get a staff full of this energy, mm-hmm. a lot of our staff matches the energy I'm bringing to this microphone tonight. And so if there's ever a moment, let's say I can't make it to practice, something
sure.
comes up.
Sure.
One of these other coaches is going to step in. That's the beauty of our staff. Mm-hmm. It's not one person. I feel like we are just one big person.
Right.
But there are 10 of us on our coaching staff just to be able to communicate and work well together. And if one person has to go, hey, what keys are you working on? Okay, I'm going to be the high jump coach today. And we're going to pick up right where coach was. That's I told all the coaches my goal this year is to just be that person that if somebody has to go, then I'll just fill in. I did the heptathlon. And so I have some knowledge in a lot of events. And so just to kind of, I just think that's why our program is so successful. It's the energy that the whole coaching staff brings to it.
There you go. I'll ask you this last question. You talked about the success you've had with the newcomers and the turnout of the freshmen. What sort of things, grassroots-wise, what sort of things are going on in the community at the early stages to kind of get the youth involved in track and field at an early age so that when they make it to high school, they're already familiar and excited about the program?
That's a great question. That is something that I think in our community, we haven't done a camp for youth. We haven't had a youth program. It's something that I have on my list of mm-hmm. something I would like to start.
Yeah.
Just looking for the time and the right volunteers sure. to be able to help get that started.
Sure.
It would be a lot of work to get it started, but I think once it was up and running, mm-hmm. I have reached out to Franklin County and Batesville, and I think they show some interest in doing a youth program as well. My children went to Harrison until this year. They've just now moved over into the East Central District. But we had a youth track program at Harrison. I coached youth at Harrison for the past 5 years.
Right, okay.
Being able to have that experience and seeing helping run that, mm-hmm. Help volunteer anytime I can. I got a nice experience, and hopefully one day we can bring that over into Southeast Indiana to be able to give that to these kids.
Awesome.
Because I think there's a want for it.
Yeah.
We just need to set something up for it. So it's something that I would love to do in the future. Just have to figure out the right group to be able to get that started.
There you go. Well, Coach, listen, I greatly appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us, talking to us about your program and the state of girls track at East Central. Sounds like it's extremely healthy and no doubt in great hands. We wish you guys all the best throughout the season, and we'll check in with you as we get closer to that sectional season and see how things fare for you there.
Would it be okay if I let everybody know when our home meets are so they can come and fill those stadium stands and they can cheer on Batesville and us?
Let them know.
Okay. I'm friends with Coach Galsman, and we just always love to support each other.
I love that.
So we only have 4 home meets,
okay.
and a lot of our conference schools will be at all of our home meets that we're hosting. And so Thursday, April 25th mm-hmm. is our JV Invitational. And on Friday, April 26th is our varsity EC Invitational. We always have a lot of great things that happen there. Our team is hungry to break records, meet records there.
Right.
So it's always fun and exciting to watch. Our senior night will be on Friday, the 26th. And then we have the honor of hosting both boys and girls sectionals this year.
Oh.
And so sectionals will be on May 14th for the girls, and boys sectionals Nationals will be May 16th for the boys. And our school started a unified track program last year.
Right.
So we're just trying to start different programs one at a time.
Sure,
unified was the one that we went for last year. Coach Zins is in charge of that. She's doing a great job. Her program, I think, has doubled in size in just year two. But we are hosting a meet for our unified track meet, track team on May 1st, and the meet starts at 5:30. All of our other meets start around 5 or 5:30. Please check us out on Twitter or X.
There you go.
And check us out on Facebook, and we always push out our meets and our start times.
Good deal. Well, Coach, listen, I am going to leave here, and I'm going to see what I can. I'm not going to run a five-minute mile. Let's get that out of the way. But, boy, I'm telling you, you got me jazzed. I want to go run. I mean, I want to go run through brick walls. And no doubt your team does that for you every single day. Again, thanks so much for coming and spending some time with us. And we look forward to seeing what you guys do next.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. That was head coach for East Central Girls Track, Coach Ashley Andrus. And we'll be right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a Target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
At Margaret Mary Health, they are always looking for innovative ways to better serve their patients. That's why Margaret Mary is pleased to offer a new program called Transitional Care to the community. Transitional Care is designed for patients who no longer need hospital-level treatment but aren't well enough to return home. Services offered during a stay may include rehab, IV antibiotics, and wound treatment. To learn more about Margaret Mary's Transitional Care program, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
For over a century, Great Plains Communications has been keeping homes and businesses connected to the latest technology solutions, powered by our growing 100% fiber network. Our local technicians and customer service representatives in our local call centers are here to help you choose the solutions that exceed your expectations and deliver an exceptional customer experience. So don't settle for anything less than best. Call 877-839-9494 or visit gpcom.com today. Speeds and availability may vary by location.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Eisen's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRBI.
And we are back. Welcome back to Coach's Corner. Great show we had. Just finished talking with Coach Ashley Andrus of East Central Girls Track. And, you know, not to sound like the old man in the room, but I am still floored to hear about student athletes, high school student athletes, running, you know, running sub 5:13, 5:11. That's crazy to me, Jim.
Impressive, and I am the old man in the room.
I mean, not to sound like that guy, but I mean, I guess again, I just remember in high school. I mean, if you could run a sub 7, you were cooking.
Yeah,
you know?
that was the deal back in the '70s. Yeah, in South Dakota, anyway. That's what my buddies were doing.
Yeah,
I couldn't get even close to that, but.
That's crazy. But just again, just goes to show the advances in athletics, particularly in student athletics and in high school all around. It's about 7:12. The draft starts at 7:15. That number one pick, the Indiana Fever have it. We assume they will use it the right way.
Oh, yes. Oh yes.
And I think when that pick is called, if you stick your head out the window, you might feel a little rumble for the state of Indiana. Jim, it's been well documented what Caitlin Clark has meant to collegiate basketball these past couple of seasons. What kind of impact do you think she can have at the pro level, but more importantly, here in this state?
Well, you know, Indiana is such a basketball hotbed of all genders and all sizes and everything. I think it's only going to help. And And league-wide, however wide the WNBA is, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
And people are going to be buying tickets in every city the Fever goes to, just in Indy, to see the former number 22, whose number Iowa already retired last week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How special is that? That's awesome. You know, and it'll, you know, and I'll take that a step farther. You're right. There will be people buying those tickets, and they'll be buying them in one of two flavors.
Yes.
They'll be buying them in, man, let's see what this Caitlin Clark can do, or they'll be buying them in, man, Caitlin Clark ain't going to come in here and show it. You know, they'll be buying
them. And then she'll come in there and show it. That's exactly right.
They will be buying those tickets in one of two flavors. Either way, the league wins, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you want to phrase it in the old tent evangelism thing, they will fold their tents and come over to hers.
Yeah, exactly.
It was amazing. Dawn Staley, the coach of South Carolina, is one of the most competitive people in the country.
True.
Woman, coach, player, not. And she was all about, at the end of her national championship, what Caitlin had done to popularize women's basketball.
Right.
And the Gamecocks were huge in South Carolina.
Sure, sure.
Now they're huge everywhere.
Right.
And they beat her.
Right.
To become huge everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. And she certainly got the personality to do it. She was on Saturday Night Live this week. It's going to be a huge ride. And I predict that WNBA salaries are going up.
They just might. Call it the Tiger effect, but this time it'll be the Caitlin effect.
That's right.
The same way that Tiger Woods increased the purses for the vast majority of golfers on tour, Caitlin Clark's doing the exact same thing. Folks, we've had a great show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us. A special thanks to all the coaches that participated. Coach Patrick Colts of OA Baseball, Coach Lisa Gausman of Batesville Track and Field, and Coach Ashley Andrus of East Central Girls Track. Thanks to those. And then thanks, Lisa and her seniors, for coming out. Kylie, Megan, Ella, Benjamin, Cole, and Carson. It was good to catch up with those youngsters there, too, as they reflect back on their career, their track career in high school. Thanks to our sponsors, Gehrings, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Hurt Nelco, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Margaret Mary Health, Great Plains, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, and, of course, our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza. That is going to do it for this. In fact, it will be our next to the last episode of the year. Jim and I might get together to do something special for you next week. We're talking about it. If so, that'll be our last Coach's Corner of the season. So stay tuned for that. And a special thanks to Abby Brinson, John Heil back at the station. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your sports week. And in the words of the immortal Hall of Famer himself, Coach Ron Raver, would always say, trust and believe in yourself. You've got this. You've been listening to Coach's Corner on Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.